You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, this week, a very important event in terms of education will be taking place, organised by Thomas Pocklington Trust, the Education Transitions Conference. We're about to find out a lot more about this, actually, and what we can expect. Joining me now are Tara Chataway, Head of Education and Volunteering at Thomas Pocklington Trust, and Student Participation Coordinator George Plumridge. George and Tara, thank you both for joining us.
You're welcome.
Hiya, you're welcome.
So let's start with you, Tara. Can you tell us a little bit about what this Education Transitions Conference is, what the purpose of it is and what it's about?
So the conference is really to bring together professionals that work with blind or partially sighted students and children and young people in primary, secondary, further and higher education. And that could be any professionals from careers advisors to QTVIs to support staff in school, as well as those that work in the charity sector, to really come together and hear about some of the work that's going on across the sector around supporting blind and partially sighted students as they make that transition into the next education journey and as they prepare for adulthood. And also it's an opportunity for us all to come together to share some best practice and set out some challenges for the future so that we can really think about how we use our resources, how we work and work together, and how we can better support students.
About the conference itself, you know, what sort of topics and issues will be covered during the event? What can people expect?
We've got a bit of scene setting to start with, where we have got somebody joining us from an organisation that provides and supports and provides information across SENS, so special education needs across education. And they're going to come and talk a little bit about the wider kind of context about what the challenges are across the field. We've got some people coming to talk to us about all sorts of things, from some of the mental health support that's out there, talking about the curriculum framework, talking about a collaboration piece of work that's happening at the moment that's mapping services across the UK. We've also got a professional panel, which is an opportunity for the audience to ask some questions. And there's also, which I'm really excited about, a student kind of led part of the conference, which George can talk a little bit about.
Yeah, no, thanks, Tara. So we're going to be joined by three students and a parent of a child with a vision impairment. And they're going to be having a panel discussion, which is going to be chaired by the social media influencer, Toby Addison, also known as Blind Tobes. So he's going to be chairing a discussion with the students about their personal experiences when moving through education. So talking about the things that they thought went really well, any barriers that they kind of came across during their move through education and how they overcame those particular barriers. So it's going to be really, really exciting discussions and really great to have that student voice within the conference.
What are you hoping to achieve off the back of this event?
Yeah, so the event is hosted by Guide Dogs as well. So what our hopes are for the two organisations from this is it's a chance for the sector, one, for the sector to come together and to share good practice, learn what's happening across the sector, hear from students. So hopefully that will inform individuals' practice, the work that they do, and the services they might commission or provide. We're also will have some sort of breakout sessions where each table will have an opportunity to really think about what they've heard from the day and set some challenges from the sector. So we'll be collating all of that information and sharing it with delegates. So what we're hoping we will have from this is some real kind of sort of challenges and thoughts about what we can do as a sector to better support blind and partially sighted students. And that might inform our education service and work that we do here at TPT, the work that happens at Guide Dogs, but also the work that happens across the charity sector. So really what we see this is kind of start of a conversation and start of this piece of work. So not just a conference and that's the end. Really, this is the start of it. So yeah, we're really excited to meet the all the delegates that are going to be attending, and we're super excited about all the speakers that we have for the day as well.
That's fantastic. Well, to finally end on, Tara, if people would like to, find out what happens during the conference or, what happens following the event, how best is it for people to keep up with all the kind of news and developments?
You can keep up to date by visiting our website, which is pocklington.org.uk. And if you go and click on our education and support section of the website, we'll have updates following the event on there. You'll also find a link through to our newsletter. So we have an education newsletter where we'll be talking about what's come out of the conference. We'll also be talking about it on social media during the day. So we're on LinkedIn, Blue Sky, Instagram and Facebook. So do follow that to keep up to date with what's happening through the conference. Also, if you go onto our website, there's an email address about how you can contact our education team. So if you do have any questions or want to know anything, please do reach out.
Fantastic. And we'll be hearing about the event more as we'll be there. You'll be catching some of that on RNIB Connect Radio. For now, though, Tara Chataway, Head of Education and Volunteering at Thomas Pocklington Trust, and Student Participation Coordinator George Plumridge. Thank you very much both for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.